Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.3, Understanding Overfitting versus Underfitting. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Data Preparation and Basic Statistics in the Machine Learning Engineering for Developers in FinTech course. In this lesson, we'll explore the definitions and implications of overfitting and underfitting, as well as strategies to balance model performance. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to recognize and address issues of overfitting and underfitting in machine learning models, ensuring that your models perform optimally in real-world scenarios. Main content definitions and implications of overfitting and underfitting in the realm of machine learning. Achieving the right balance between model complexity and performance is crucial. Overfitting occurs when a model learns not only the underlying patterns in the training data, but also the noise and outliers. This results in high accuracy on the training data but poor performance on unseen data. In simpler terms, the model becomes too specialized to the training dataset, failing to generalize effectively. Conversely, underfitting happens when a model is too simplistic to capture the underlying trends in the data. An underfitted model will perform poorly on both the training and testing datasets, indicating that it hasn't learned enough. For example, imagine you are using a model to predict customer loan defaults based on their financial history. If the model is overfitted, it may accurately predict defaults among the customers it was trained on but will likely mispredict defaults for new customers. Conversely, if the model is underfitted, it may not identify defaults accurately for either the training or the testing datasets, leading to substantial financial losses. Strategies to balance model performance. To achieve a balanced model performance, it's essential to implement strategies that mitigate both overfitting and underfitting. Here are several effective approaches. Cross-validation. This method involves splitting the dataset into multiple subsets and training the model on different combinations of these subsets. Cross-validation helps ensure that the model generalizes well across various data segments, thus minimizing the chances of overfitting. Regularization. Regularization techniques, such as lasso and ridge regression, add a penalty for larger coefficients in the model. This discourages the model from fitting the noise in the training data and promotes a simpler model that is less likely to overfit. Pruning. In decision trees, pruning involves removing branches that have little importance in predictive accuracy. This simplification can aid in reducing overfitting while maintaining adequate performance. Early stopping. When training models, particularly neural networks, monitoring the performance on a validation set can allow you to stop training before the model begins to overfit. This technique helps keep the model generalizable while avoiding unnecessary complexity. Feature selection. Selecting only the most relevant features to include in the model can prevent overfitting. Irrelevant or redundant features can introduce noise, detracting from the model's predictive power. Increase training data. Sometimes, simply increasing the volume of training data can help mitigate overfitting. More data provides the model with a broader understanding of various scenarios, making it less susceptible to noise. By employing these strategies, you can enhance your model's performance, ensuring that it is both accurate and generalizable for real-world applications. Practical examples. Let's consider a couple of practical examples within the finance and fintech context to illustrate these concepts. Loan approval models. In developing a model for approving loans, an overfitted model might learn patterns specific to the historical applicants, such as certain income levels or credit scores that were only relevant to past economic conditions. When faced with new applicants, this model could lead to poor decisions, either rejecting good candidates or approving risky ones. By using cross-validation and regularization, you can create a model that maintains its predictive ability across varying economic conditions. Fraud detection systems. A company could build a machine learning model to detect fraudulent transactions. If the model is underfitted, it might miss many fraudulent cases, leading to financial losses. Incorporating feature selection and early stopping during training can help refine the model, improving its ability to detect fraud without becoming overly complex. Conclusion. In summary, understanding overfitting and underfitting is vital for developing effective machine learning models. Recognizing the implications of these concepts allows you to take proactive steps toward creating models that are not only accurate but also generalizable. By employing strategies such as cross-validation, regularization, and feature selection, you can mitigate risks associated with both overfitting and underfitting. This knowledge is crucial as you continue your journey in machine learning, particularly within the finance and fintech sectors. Reflection questions: how can you apply cross-validation in your current or future machine learning projects to improve model performance? What regularization techniques do you think would be most beneficial for preventing overfitting in your models? Reflect on a time when you encountered issues with model performance. How could understanding overfitting and underfitting have changed your approach?